Welcome to the Inner Game Academy podcast, the show where we help you overcome your fears, boost your confidence, and give you the best chance of becoming a professional footballer. If you're a young footballer looking to take your game to the next level, this podcast is for you. Whether you're struggling with nerves before games, finding it hard to recover from setbacks, or just looking for ways to take your game to the next level, Luke and Rob have you covered. So join us each week and let's help you become the confident, fearless footballer you were born to be. Today's episode is from a live that we did with Adebayo Akinfenwa on confidence. We hope you love it as much as we did. Listen up, we've got some massively exciting news. Our brand new 6-week Pro Accelerator program is starting very soon. If you want to improve your confidence, overcome nerves, have the best chance of becoming a pro, this program is not to be missed. You'll have 6 weeks to improve your game on and off the pitch with guaranteed results. During the program, you'll be coached live by me and Luke, mentored by current pros, and you'll have exclusive access to our brand new journal and workbook, which you'll be doing sessions on. How to get over negative thoughts, how to get into the zone and stay there, how to gain, protect and to keep your confidence. Limited spaces are available. Apply now at www.innergameprocourse.com. That's www.innergameprocourse.com. First of all, before we get Bayo on, we've got 3 minutes. So I'm going to ask you these questions. What does confidence mean to you?
You're asking me?
Yeah, of course.
No, I expect to get a guess. Confidence to me is probably my relationship with failure in terms of, you know, I used to be success orientated in terms of I'd want to go make a long pass. And then if that didn't work out, my confidence would drop. Mm-hmm. So my confidence used to be success orientated. Now I've kind of redefined what confidence is for me. And I think confidence is my relationship with failure. So if I make a long, long pass and it doesn't get there, then I'm okay. Yeah. Because I'm okay with failure and then my confidence stays high. So probably my confidence is my relationship with failure, which is pretty good, I'd say.
And how do you deal with pressure?
I've done it badly in the past. Pressure has got the better of me in the past. Now, I used to see pressure as, you know, a weight on my shoulders. Now I kind of see it as a privilege. So redefining what pressure is, I think, lifted a lot of the weight. So when I now have pressure, I'm like, I'm in a position that I've worked hard for. A lot of people would want to be in this position. So just flipping what pressure is, I think, kind of has helped me as well.
Amazing. Bayo, how are you?
Man, what's going on?
Ah, what a man.
Hey, first, let me just pull it out there. I don't like you. I don't like you, Lukey. You still took my dream away. All you Sunderland fans, you know I'm playing with you. You know it's nothing but love.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on. We haven't actually seen each other since play. He's blocked me all sorts.
You better believe it.
But as I don't think you need any introduction, but I went on Wikipedia, all men do. He's multiple top goal scorers, team of the seasons, FA Cup in Lithuania, correct?
Yeah, Lithuanian Cup.
Promoted with Wickham twice, nearly three times, but Sunderland, we had that, you know, sorry. Also, world's strongest player for 5 years.
Hey, don't do that. 15 years, bro.
15 years. So my question to open up, does the world's strongest player ever have confidence problems?
Yeah, man, you do, because we're all human. We're literally all human. I've gone on record many, many a times. I think we, as human beings, are a product of not just our environment, but our experiences. So when you first go for an experience, you deal with it one way. And then the next time you go about it, just because of the experience you learned from the first time, you, I'd like to think, deal with it another way. It may be better or it just may be different. So, yeah, man, I go through confidence players. And look, you played with me. And we discussed, I found when I was confident or very confident, my game would be different. So I would try different things when I'm confident. And when I was less confident, I played a little bit more safe. And listen, and I think that's you go through that. Sometimes your default settings is your default settings. But ultimately, yeah. I would say you come back to the earlier and the quickest you can find out who you are as an individual. I believe the better you are to maneuver in whatever process in life.
So for kids listening, how would you deal with pressure? Feel confident?
Go on, say that question again.
For kids listening, right. How do you deal with pressure? So pressure moments, and build your confidence.
Okay. I'll always say, deal with confidence, or how do you build your confidence? I'll always feel that you've got to build yourself first and foremost. That's just literally what it is. You build yourself. And this is why I keep saying your default settings. Your default settings in any walk of life is what you always fall back on. So I'll always say back for me, I would always fall back on, and I'll just use this for football in sense, if people are here for football, my strength was my strength. That was what I fell back on. But then also, as I grew up and as I got older, my strength was my mind. So it wasn't my biceps. It wasn't my legs. It was my mind. So that's what I felt back on. So you build confidence by literally taking it one step at a time, because sometimes you feel like it's a whirlwind. So rather than you just dealing with the next step, you're thinking about the 10 steps in front. That's where. So to build confidence, literally slow it down, take it back to what you know and what you're comfortable on, and then you literally build from there. So that's how you build a confidence. Pressure, for me, pressure can only be, you only handle pressure by putting yourself in pressure situations. That's what it is, literally. And then, of course, and we always said this as something at Wickham, to try and be comfortable in being uncomfortable. And, you know, and that's a situation, it's a term which I think I only really understood as I got older. So being uncomfortable in situations where playing in front of 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people, and then thinking where, you know what, ultimately, I've got to try and do my best rather than impress. And then when you start going through processes like that, then like I said, your confidence build, and then you deal with pressure. And again, I'll always say, you know, you learn from your mistakes more than your successes. So I'll go back to, I remember missing a penalty, and that was almost 20 years, well, about 16 years ago. But what I learned from that moment for me continues to stay with me now, being 40 plus. And that's when, so then the next situation when I'm in that, I can remember either one, the feeling I felt when I missed the penalty, but then also two, in slowing your body down, slowing your breathing down, slowing your mind down. And I just feel like you've got to go through some processes to be able to come out the other side.
You'd say you have relationship with failure.
Say that again?
You have a healthy relationship with failure.
Yeah, because you know what? The reason why I say that, because I believe there's not nobody that you either look up to, had a conversation with, that have not had failure, that has not fallen down, literally. So I believe when you start a journey, not that you know the end goal, but the processes along that, the one thing that we can say is definitive is you're going to have bad days. We can say it's definitive that you are going to struggle. We can say it's definitive that, you know what, you're going to fall down. So as you know this, when you then fail at something, not that you already knew, but you knew there was a possibility. So then, all right, you know what, I actually knew that was going to happen, or it was a possibility it can happen. So then I got a choice at that. Do I then go the other way, or do I learn from there? So when and I guess that terminology in that, you know, I've got a healthy affiliation with failure can work in so many different ways. In the fact of, for me, layman terms is to simple it to say that, I kid you not, everybody you know has failed in one part of their life. So that's what I know. I know that now. So no matter what I start, I know somebody's, and everybody has failed. So if I do fail, it's for me to decide, you know what, either I don't like that feeling anymore, so I'm not going to do it, or I know that feeling, so the next time I fall down or step, I then can get up and then go again.
Just a quick one to add in there. We've done this in the academy the other day. We said confidence isn't related to to successes. It's actually your relationship with failure. Yeah. So you think confidence is actually your relationship to failure. How willing are you to fail and head towards failure and fail so many times? That actually is like water for duck's back. So that's the way we talk about it. It's your relationship to failure, not, it's not related to success.
Exactly that. And of course, it's not that we're selling a look, go out there and fail. That's not what it is. Mm. But then it's, and the simpler way I pull it in football, it's if I have 20 shots and I miss 20 times, knowing that there's an opportunity that I could miss 20 times. So that the rhythm of the practicing, the repetition of doing the same thing and trust in the process. So the message is exactly that, in the sense where, okay, well, because you can flip it, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and wanting different results. Whereas the same thing in the sense of repetition and trusting in the process that you see in progression. So that's what it is. It's again, look, I'm old enough now. Like I said, a 21-year-old Akinfenwa will be talking different from a 41-year-old Akinfenwa. So, but it does become repetition. So it's for me, I've trusted the progress in what I've gone. And then also knowing that every day's a learning day. I still learn at the age of 39. Look, I mean, Lukey, you know, we signed Sam Vokes and I was 39 and I saw Sam Vokes doing stuff with winning the ball in the air. And at 39, I was thinking, oh, if I can add that into my game for the last couple months, boy, that would take me from here to there. And that's at 39, knowing I was going to retire at the end of the season. But also knowing that every day is a learning day.
This is the last question. The last question we've got for you is, actually, if you could go back and ask the 21-year-old Bayo and give him advice and say, listen, this is what you need to do, what advice would you give yourself if you went back to that 21-year-old self that you just said about there?
You know what? And look, the reason why it sounds cliche-y, but you know the craziest thing is what I would say to a young Akinfenwa is to continue to do things for you. Do things not to prove anybody wrong, because we can always, we always do that. So I can remember a coach, I can't remember his name, but he said I wouldn't make it pro. And in my heart, I held on to that. So for me, what as I got older is, if you concentrate on putting energy into proving others wrong, you take it away from proving yourself right. So that's why I'll always say, what I'd say to a 21-year-old Akinfenwa is, yo, don't do things to prove nobody else wrong. Like, they're a footnote in your journey. You're the one common denominator. So continue to prove yourself right. And literally, and I'll always, look, I guess it's easier for me to say it now, but I kid you not, when you get comfortable with yourself, I promise you, most things you can deal with. When you get comfortable with yourself, and I say this to my kids now, you know, as you go through and, you know, sometimes you don't want to be the odd one out, but my size was my unique selling point. That was my power. And I was bigger than everybody else. But before you realize what you've got works for you, you kind of think, oh, I'm a bit big. Oh, I actually don't look like everybody else. Oh, I'm different from the mix. Whereas me being different was my unique selling point. So that's what I would say to a young Akinfenwa is, yo, continue to do things not to prove others wrong, but to continue to prove yourself right.
Amazing. Luke, are you jammed? Are you actually there? You keep jamming?
Yeah, I know. I thought you was free. He's not paid. He's got a facial expression on there,
he's
Luke.
He's not paid his Wi-Fi bill, mate.
with all that Sunderland, yeah, toss near the playoffs at the champ, yeah, you can't even get Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi doesn't exist in Sunderland yet.
Right, let me say, I love what the both of you are doing, though.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, man, I watch it from afar, and I think it's imperative. That, you know what I'm saying, in the sense where, you know, drumming into the next generation that comfortability, because society, well, it's a scary place and it's forever evolving. But like I keep saying, the one common denominator is us as individuals. You know what I'm saying? Your mindset is what's going to persevere you. And look, not just because you're on this line, you was Lukey, when we played together, you was one of the most focused and couldn't deter you into anything that you wanted to do. I couldn't understand you were swimming at 5:30 in the morning. I couldn't understand that. No, but, and you know what was beautiful about that is not you were so focused in you doing you to better you. So even if it done for everybody else, well, Lukey does swimming at 6:30 or 5:30 in the morning. And that's why I say the beautiful is being comfortable in your own skin and trusting your process. And now, I mean, I did was I did play a major part in your career. I don't want to throw that out. It's all you, Lukey. It's all you. I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Okay, appreciate you coming on, mate. I'm gonna fix me Wi-Fi. Can you send me some money to fix me Wi-Fi?
Hey, please. I've got 5 kids. I ain't got no money.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're a legend. Time.
Take care, yeah.
Thanks, man.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Inner Game Academy podcast. Please do us a massive favour and give us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. Tag us in your stories. We'll share it. Subscribe because it helps us spread awareness of the show. Thanks very much for your help, and we'll see you on the next episode.